The end of our faith is you're about to discover, is the fellowship with the Father. This really is the end of us as we know carnality and things that are worldly, and it really does destroy the grounds that are described over in Mark chapter 4. It destroys all of the bad grounds. It destroys everything that would keep us from being able to walk in freely in the kingdom. The fellowship with the Father is everything. It is everything that Jesus set out to do, as we've been learning, as we've been coming into this knowledge that we do. And Elder Allison began, before she began to pray, she said, we are blessed because we have fellowship with the Son and the Father. And it is the absolute truth. It is the absolute truth. We are blessed because of it, because if you're a Christian that doesn't have that fellowship, you're going to see the detriment that you stay in. How fast things happen and how fast God moves when you are in balance with both the Father and the Son. Amen.
Amen.
There is a quickening of his power and of his grace. I had a weekend that was a very challenging weekend for me this weekend. I was really challenged. And up to probably about, I'd say about 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock this morning, I was just in this, just this challenge. The enemy just pounding away at me throughout the entire weekend. And I found myself kind of drifting into pity parties and just drifting away from what I know. But the moment that I turned to what I do know was the same moment that I experienced again the hand and the power of the Father. I just experienced this grace that would lead me back to the post and lead me into the right fellowship and the authentic place of faith that I know. And it just fixed everything. It just seemed to, just so easily, like a movement of his hand. It just moved things out of my atmosphere. And I'm just forever grateful. But sometimes the enemy will try to keep you from getting to the place that you know. And he does a pretty good job of it. But nevertheless, like Jesus said in Gethsemane, nevertheless, you know, when you get to that moment, nevertheless, there's nothing. Nevertheless, I have the greatest source of power and strength. Nevertheless, and you get to that knowledge and that awareness again, and it just does things. It does things tremendously. So today I want to talk to you about the Father is the end of our faith. Amen. When we got into this series on faith, the Lord told us that we were coming to the end of our faith. He redirected our faith from off of just success back unto salvation. Well, little did we know that the fellowship with the Father is the end of our faith. It really is. It produces total salvation unto our souls. And so now, today, I'm just going to take some time proving to you that you are really, while you're in fellowship and as you're learning to fellowship more and more with the Father, you're coming to the end of yourself. You're coming to the end of your faith, and you're coming into the fullness of salvation unto your soul. So, man, this is encouraging. In 1 Peter 1:9, it says, receiving the end. And if you're following my notes on the screen, you see the word end is bolded out. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Then we look over to Revelations 1:8. And it says here, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We know that. We've learned, and it's been noted in us, that Alpha is the fellowship with Jesus. The Omega side of fellowship is this fellowship with the Father, the place of results. Beginning would be with Jesus, because that word Alpha means beginning, and Omega ending. So ending would be constitute the father. It says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And ending here is bolded, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is, and which is to come, the Almighty. So the word end and ending, watch this. This is really powerful. Receiving the end of your faith, the word end and ending are the same Greek word. I believe it's the Greek word telos. The Father has been noted as the Omega or ending, and the end of our faith is salvation. Well, the Father is that salvation through Christ. The word end in the Greek, it means to set out for a definite point or goal. It means the point aimed at as a limit. By implication, it means the conclusion of an act or state. I like this one. It means the end to which all things relate. It means the aim or the purpose. The word ending is exactly the same. Set out a definite point or goal, the point aimed at as a limit. It also means the conclusion of an act or state. Same exact word. The end to which all things relate. And I like this, the aim or the purpose. So now, the end of our faith and the Alpha and Omega, or Omega being the ending, all right, is the goal. This is the goal. This is the purpose here, that we come to the end of our faith, which would bring us to the full salvation of our souls, which is now, it reveals to us, coming into Omega fellowship is the end of that faith. This is the purpose, the aim, the goal. This is what Jesus set out for a definite point or goal for our lives, is to be reconciled unto the Father. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so this is where the work was. This is what the purpose that Jesus came to do, is to get us to the ending. My goodness, it's time to land at the beginning end. This woman wrote that in 2000, I believe, in 18. 2018, that was written almost, what is that, 4.5 years now? And it was prophesied that we would land at the beginning end. The beginning end would be fellowship with the Father.
Hallelujah.
That's fellowship with the Father. And this also denotes the end of our faith. My God, this is when we really turn off all that we were. We've learned this already, but God is really going to really frame it and prove it in his word to us today, that fellowship with the Father is the end of our faith. This is it. This is what the whole thing was about here. This is the place where we come into seeing the destruction of the works of the devil. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. This is where we see that absolute meltdown of our adversary. And he knows this. My God, he knows this. If I had a microphone and I was in a church right now, I would probably preach like a madman because of this weekend that I went through. The enemy knows that if we stand in fellowship with the Father, he knows his destruction. He knows that his grip, what he has, the hold he has on us, is really, really none. It has no effect when we're in the fellowship with Omega, because it's the end of our faith here. So now the end of our faith is fellowship with the Father. Coming unto the Father is the goal that had been set for us all the while. Being in fellowship with him is the end game for the old man and every fleshly deed or deeds we have done or still do. This is it. This is where we're going to see the complete meltdown of self. Absolutely. Because this is the place where we see the results of the Father. And my goodness, I didn't put the two and two together right off the bat. He didn't reveal it to me like that. But receiving the end of our faith is receiving the fellowship with the Father. And we're going to go into getting greater proof. Jesus said it like this in John chapter 14, verses 1-6. And this gets really good. Let not your heart be troubled, it says in verse 1. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. This is key here, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But watch this. There's a he swerves right here. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So now we conclude here because of these this insight here. He said he's going to prepare a place, which I thought we've gotten some insight to this before, but this really, man, this thing sticks here. I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Amen.
And so, but then he says at the end, he describes the place as being the Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So the place is the Father.
Amen.
God revealed this a while ago, but my goodness, this thing just, I mean, stunning, exploded in my spirit. The place is the Father, so the Father is the end of our faith. So he said, Jesus said, that where I go, you may also be. He's talking about in fellowship with the Father. That's the place I'm going to. And that's what we're going to hammer out and prove, that this is the end of our faith. Fellowship with the Father is the ultimate goal that Jesus had for our lives. The word place, I believe we learned this before, it means condition. It means opportunity. It means power or occasion for acting. It's not so much a geographical location here. So the place in which Jesus was going was back to what he was going back to was the Father. That's why he said, it's expedient that I go unto the Father. Because where he was, we could also be. And that's with the Father. So Jesus apparently had to finish some stuff, which we learned about way back on Passover. He had to finish some things to give us access to this place. But the place that he gave us access to was the Father. This is the end game. This is it. This is the end of our faith. This is without question. And this is why the devil will fight you tooth and nail to make sure you never stabilize yourself in fellowship with the Father and the Son, with the Son and the Father. He will fight you to fall back in your religious ways of doing things and going back to your mundane way of worship just unto the Son, just by recognizing Jesus and having no recognition or very little recognition of the Father. He'll take the balance. He'll take the knowledge of how to. He'll take it. He'll steal it. He'll make sure you only have fellowship with Alpha. Because if you ever come into a place of the fellowship with Alpha and Omega, what's going to take place is the end of your faith is really going to happen. The meltdown of self is really going to take place. And the enemy understands this. I'm telling you right now, he's seen it over the decades, over the centuries. He's seen it. For when he sees the church coming into the knowledge of the Father, he knows his destruction is at hand. The book of Acts was Acts, and God revealed this to me, because their fellowship had come full circle. And so the book of action took place because of their fellowship being with the Father and the Son. Then as all of the apostles begin to write their epistles, they begin to acknowledge in all of their epistles the fellowship with the Father, the grace of the Father and the Son. They did not just acknowledge the Lord Jesus. They acknowledged the triune, the fullness of God.
Amen.
Because they had knowledge of both. And this is so important. This is why the church of Jesus Christ can't come to the place of power again, because we've excluded and don't have the knowledge of the Father. And that's why we have not yet as a church or as a people yet come to the full end of our faith, to live by his faith. In John 16, 5 through 10, he says it like this, but now I go my way to him. Look at that. So now he's telling us where he's going. He's not going to a geographical place. It's not about about that, the third heavens. It's not even about being above the stars and all of that. It's not about that, the actual place, heaven place itself. It's talking about I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh me whither goest thou. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Watch verse 10. Of righteousness because I go to my Father. And you see me no more. I stopped there. I said, my goodness, you're saying that because you're with the Father and you did tell us that I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may also be, that this is the place where righteousness really is. It's where the Father is.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit has come to reprove us of this fact, to quicken us, and to the Comforter has come to bridge us unto the Father by the rhema word.
Amen.
So now we can fulfill all righteousness. Righteousness is fellowship with Alpha and Omega. He said, listen, I'm sending him so I can show you the right way, the way to my Father. I'm sending him so you might have an understanding of my Father. So then now the job of the Comforter, he would become our bridge unto the Father. It's through his quickening power that we would be able to fellowship with the Father. Jesus said that he said that him being with the Father would bring us unto righteousness. For where he is, we would also be able to be, and that's with the Father. That's the righteous side. That's where things, that is the fullness of righteousness, which comes by faith, by the way. And faith and fellowship without the Father is not the fullness of authentic faith. So now if righteousness comes by faith, then we have to have fellowship with the Father, because that's where faith, the fullness of faith is found, in Alpha and Omega fellowship. Somebody say amen if you're hearing me this morning.
Amen.
So for where he is, we would be also, and that's with the Father. This is how we are made the righteousness of God in Christ, because Christ Jesus is in the Father. This is why the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls, and the Father is that salvation. Don't worry, we're going to turn it up one more notch for you. Yet more confirmation that the Father is the end of our faith. Listen to this here. Look at the job of the Father, which we found out before, but in John 15, 1 through 4, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. The end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. So every branch that doesn't bear fruit, he's the one taking it away. Every branch that beareth fruit, watch this, watch the power and the job of the Father. He purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. So now if the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls, and the Father is the one purging our branches so that we might bring forth more fruit, it would give more proof that fellowship with the Father is the end of our faith. He's the one purging it. He's the one purging us that we can bring forth more fruit. When stagnation comes in, when stumbling blocks, rocks of offense, all these things try to set in the way, it is the fellowship with the Father that removes all these things that try to stagnate growth and salvation. It's the Father that's doing this. So he's the one that purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. So again, the Holy Ghost note here is, you see, it's the Father that purges and brings us unto or into the end of our faith, which is the salvation of our souls. Walking in manifestations of all kinds is a part of our salvation package, which we've also learned. These manifestations or fruits come as a result of consistent knowing and fellowship with the Father. knowing him, and I mean intimacy with him, is salvation. It is salvation. In fact, knowing him is eternal life itself. If you're with me, just say amen.
Amen.
Knowing him is eternal life itself. That's an amazing thing there. God said in the beginning of this series on faith that we would come to the end of our faith. The Lord told us that. And my goodness, this is that. Just taking the time to fellowship with him as the temperament is put on us at the post, as we've learned. That is our garments. That is our accessibility into fellowship with the Father.
Amen, amen, amen.
It is absolutely positively our end. That is our invitation to fellowship. That is just like what Esther went through when she was cleansed. When she was properly cleansed, she finally had her time with the king. When she went through all of those rituals of cleansing, she finally had time. It's the same for the church when we're at the post. When the temperament is on us, when Jesus, and I love knowing this, because when the temperament shifted on me throughout this horrible weekend, and the temperament came back on me, I knew I had access unto the Father. And with access unto the Father, I also knew that he would touch me and bring results and restore me. Oh, God, hallelujah. I understood it. It wasn't just something I stumbled on, but I had an understanding of how to really get to him. And it brought me back to the end of my faith. And it started to bring healing and salvation unto my soul again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here's one final nail in the coffin of self here. And this is where the message really comes full circle. I thought about you, Kurt, if you're on the line. I thought about you here in this scripture because I know this is where you kind of hang out. It says, these words spake Jesus. Listen to this, guys. These words spake Jesus in John 17, 1 through 5. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thyself, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, oh my goodness, that the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent, that they might have Alpha and Omega fellowship. This is eternal life. I have glorified thee. Listen to this. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. See, the place he was going to was back to the Father. He said, glorify thou me with thine own self. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee from before the world was. The place he was going to was nothing but the Father. And he said, where I am, you may also be. That is in the Father, everyone. That's where Jesus, that's the goal. That was the aim. That's what he set out. That is the end of our faith, that we might be in fellowship in the Father, and with the Father. You can plainly see Jesus wasn't going to a geographical location. What happened was he got his spot back in the Father. And I use that word spot intentionally, because he said, in my Father's house, the word house, another one of the definitions of house is spot. He got his spot back in the Father. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. The place he prepared was a real relationship between us and our Heavenly Father. This is why the enemy has hidden this and blinded the church from this. Because this is real eternal life. This is crazy. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, comma, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus said, there's no way to get to him but by me. All of this time, Jesus was preaching on bringing us to the end of our faith, unto real salvation, unto our souls. And all of this time, Jesus has been preaching the Father, the Father. Everything has been pointed at the Father. Why have we been so blind as a church not to realize the importance of this? Why did I sit as a Christian for over 20 some odd years before the revelation of the Father finally came? Why? Why is the church not there? Because I'll tell you why. Because the church doesn't know how to stay in rhema. These pseudo messages oftentimes that people preach, and these the things that the cliches and all of the sounds of religion that we hear. We get all caught up and our ears are trained, and blesses he that heareth me. Because the church is outside of the rhema word. The church lives in more logos moments than you could shake a stick at. No disrespect to logos, because I believe logos will become rhema after a while. But the church doesn't know how to sit still in the conversation with the Lord. And when you don't love his word, you don't love him. And when you don't love him, you never get the introduction to the Father. The church is more interested in cliches and clubs than they are the word. And unfortunately, that's the kind of mess we've been in, and we've gone in circles for so long. But I give God praise for rhema, and I give God praise for the Mark 4 message. Amen. Because it's given us the ability, the positioning. It's given us the place that we just learned about. It's opened up the place unto us here. The condition, the opportunity, it's given us the power, the occasion for acting. He's gone to prepare we've got the right place. The Father is that place. I'm so grateful for it. But also understanding here that we have come now to the end of our faith here.
Amen.
We have come to the end of our faith, and that's why, God, I told you, I'm going to be tenacious on making sure we don't lose this. I will listen to every word that God has to say about this fellowship thing with him. I will listen to every word Jesus has to reveal to us about this, and I will preach it until it has become a true part of who we are. And that it's not a phase, and after we're done talking about it, it's still not going to go away this time. Because I remember last time we stopped talking about it, and I know it went back to a mundane place for a lot of us, because it tried to go there with me. I don't want an every so often reminder to fellowship with the Father. I want it to become a part of the way I live every single day. Because this is eternal life. And eternal life doesn't just mean living forever, but we've learned that eternal life means the life of eternity comes to us. Verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. So it's talking about the Father and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So you can plainly see Jesus, like I said, wasn't going to a geographical location. He got his spot back in the Father. The place he prepared was real fellowship between us and our Heavenly Father. This is where our faith comes to an end. And authentic.
Amen.
And his authentic faith comes to life.
Thank you, Lord.
This is it. No question, no doubts.
Thank you, God.
In fact, I got a PS moment in my closing here. A PS moment in the spirit. A postscript. If PS is a postscript It means that, and it's an additional thought added to a letter. This is a PS moment. And this is where I saw you, Kurt. This is a postscript moment for us here. One additional thought concerning this truth. John 17:6. It says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me. Oh God, I feel your presence. Out of the world, thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. I have manifested thy name. Anybody see the word thy there? Couldn't believe this. The Lord told me to look up the word thy. I would never looked up the word thy. The word thy means thy house. I have manifested thy house.
House.
Oh, God. Which is the name, mm-hmm. which we've learned is the character or temper.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes.
I have manifested thy house. He's already given us the place in my Father's house. There are many mansions. I have manifested thy house, which is thy name, which is thy character. Your temperament. I've given it to him. I've given him thy house already. I've already given it to him by way of your character. By way of your temperament that they receive at the post. They come into the house that has been prepared. They come into you, Father, here. I've already given him thy house. I've given it to him. So the note is Jesus manifested the Father's house unto us. His house is his character or temperament, which we receive at the post. It's the right garment for entering in, as I've already stated, into fellowship with the Father. And our fellowship is with the Father. Our fellowship with the Father is the end of our faith. Even becomes the salvation of our souls. Just as he said to us last week, we have made it, TGM. We are in the manifestation of Mark 4. We are truly abiding in the kingdom. Don't ever let your fellowship with the Father go. Don't ever let it go.
Hallelujah.
This is where the power is.
Hallelujah.
This is where the meltdown takes place for us. He said, I've manifested thy name. Another revelation there is, I thought about this years ago. Thy name. I'm like, you've only got one name here, Jesus, that you manifested. And I've come to a conclusion here. You might call me crazy. And some of you probably think I am after I say this, but Jesus really is a junior. The name of the Father and the Son is Jesus. I manifested thy name. I'm like, Lord, you didn't come calling yourself anything else but Jesus. The name of the Father and the name of the Son are all, or both, the name of Jesus. That's how one they are. Jesus Jr. came to talk to us about Jesus Sr., which is the Father. Me and my Father are one. Yeshua, the Savior of the world. And there's only one character that he manifested, and that was the character of the Father. The word name means character. So if he manifested his character, that means his name was his character too. Wow. My goodness. His house is here. If you're in his temperament, you're in his house. that where Jesus is, you are also there too.
Amen.
His house is the Father.
Amen.
I could show you in the book of Corinthians how Jesus says when the end comes and it's revealed to Paul, and when the end comes, that Jesus will go back into the Father. That God will be all in all. Literally, he will disappear in the Father, literally. And that's where Jesus was from the beginning. We are in that position. As we're in fellowship, can you imagine the deliverance and protection and the healing that's found here? Can you imagine the touch that you receive when you're found here and you have the knowledge of where here is? Even now, lift your hands and recognize you are in the Father. You're right there, right now, for him to bring any result you need. I just needed at the moment, I just needed an adjustment in my thinking, and he touched me and gave me my adjustment. He gave me what I needed. I was able to come to the end of my faith again, and it was exactly what I needed, but it was through the recognition of where I was. That when I speak to him and I say, Father, Father, stretch forth your hands and restore me. And you speak to him with this knowledge of, you understand where you are. I'm in your house. I'm in your dwelling place. I'm where you actually abide. You dwell here. I'm right there with you. You can easily lay hands on me. You can easily bring deliverance to my mind, and you can bring me back to a place of peace. You can easily even bring forth manifestation in my physical realm. You can fix my problems, Father. Why? I'm in your house. I'm in the place that Jesus, your son, prepared. I'm in the knowledge of who you are, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm home with you. I'm right here. That's the end of your faith. That's the end of your faith. You're right where you belong. Oh, hallelujah. You're right where you belong. Jesus, hallelujah. You are right where you belong. The sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And I'm here to tell you prophetically, the glory is being revealed. So the sufferings that you once had won't even compare to the glory that's being revealed in you. The glory that's being revealed in you is the Father. The glory that's being revealed in you right now is the Father. I'm telling you now. And the sufferings that you've had, the hardships that you've had, the bad days that you had, they will not compare to the glory that's being revealed. Icaron confandila. Oh, yeah. You're on the abounding winds, and the Father's not letting you come out of that climate. He's got you. and no man can pluck you out of his hands. Let hell try. It won't succeed. Let your flesh rage. It will not win. You've got the victory. You've already got it. You're at the end of your faith.
Hallelujah.
And all hell knows it.
Hallelujah.
All hell knows it. But let me tell you, there's no stopping this. The gates of hell will not prevail. Take a moment. Give you a minute or so. Talk to the Father. The Rhema word has already positioned you for the place that was prepared for you. Talk to the Father. Ah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Jesus, we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're wonderful. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Ooh. Amen, Lord. I say to you again, don't stop for anything.
Amen.
Don't stop coming to the post and don't stop recognizing his temperament and understanding that his temperament on you is your invitation unto fellowship with the Father. Don't you stop, not for a moment. Don't stop. The lesson for me was no matter how hard it gets or how far away you might seem, run to the post. Run to the post of his doors. My goodness, it would be like a bully following you home and your dad is sitting in the house and you lead that bully to your house. There's no way a father's going to allow a son to get maimed by anybody or daughter get touched by anybody. I know me as a father, there's no way I'm going to sit there and watch anything. For me, it would be having self-control not to do something catastrophic to the person trying to touch one of my children. But that's what it's like when you run to the post. You'll find that your father is jealous over you. And anything that's abnormal that tries to abstract your view or distract you or cause you hurt or harm, you'll see his rage rise up over it. You'll see it. Whether it's the flesh or whether it's the demonic, you'll see him rise up and handle business for you really fast. Our Father is a jealous Father. Yeah.
Amen.
That concludes me for the message for today. And I pray it found you where you needed to be and it spoke to your heart and it gives you real, even deeper instruction never to stop. Don't you quit, not for a moment. And you remember what he told us last week in Mark 4, those grounds are not us. None of them belong to us. Except good ground. because we've kept our eye on the word. We've kept our ear on hearing.
Amen, amen, amen.
And the word is becoming fruitful. It is still fruitful. You may not be where you want to be, but you are bearing fruit more and more. So all those other grounds, unless you've lost rhema, and you've stepped out of completely out of this conversation that he's been having with us for the last 5-6 years, I can't say the same for you. But if you're in the conversation, if you've kept the glimpse on this word, just a glimpse, none of those grounds belong to you. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You're good ground, and good ground bears fruit. Amen. That's all I have for you today. I'll hand it over to our announcer. You guys be blessed. We're going to sow.